Cork Mogi manager Paddy Murray, it's Championship week. How are preparations going?
Well, I suppose not too bad. You know, we're after probably 6 or 7 very good sessions. So, you know, looking forward to Saturday, knowing that obviously we have a big job in hand. Galway seem to be the form team at the moment, so you know that we'll have it all to do. You'd know with, over the last number of sessions that things are starting to sharpen up. Players are that bit more focused, even management as well. So, you know that. But I suppose, look, we'd want to be that way at this stage anyway, you know. Like, I suppose the one thing that, you know, people need to remember is that we're down 9 players from last year that played Championship. So we've a huge task in front of us this year, you know, that there's very few teams that can, you know, manage to do without those, that number of players and do well.
Well, that's it. The team can and the panel can be very fluid through league, but can we talk about specifics there with 9 players, retirements, and how many players gone out of your starting 15?
There are 4 from the All-Ireland, or 5 from the All-Ireland winning team, and another 4 then that would have played throughout the Championship last year, you know. And I think if we look at our panel, I think 13 from the panel is gone. So, you know, we're going with a completely new team next Saturday. A lot of the younger girls are coming into the side. So, you know, a lot depends on how they go.
And do you feel like the transition then to this point has been smoother, or would you be concerned that, you know, it's very new to a lot of these girls?
Well, it's very new. I suppose our league campaign, I've been happy enough with the way things have been progressing along, you know. And I suppose, look, Championship is totally different. It depends on how people react to the battle, really, you know. So I suppose maybe in 2 or 3 weeks' time, I'd be better positioned to judge things, you know. But, you know, we just have to take one game as it comes and just work on getting our performance right. And after that, then just see what happens.
Now, Paddy, you've the tougher of the two groups. I mean, you've got Wexford and Galway in there, and Limerick, the newly promoted side, and Offaly. It's a difficult group.
Very difficult. Just watching Offaly there a couple of weeks ago, that they ran Kilkenny to 5 points in the Leinster final, and I think there was a lot, 3 or 4 points for most of the game. So, you know, that'll be a tough game. Limerick away will be tough. We've Galway away next Saturday, obviously, in front of probably what will be big Galway support, and you know, I think Wexford our last game, so yeah, it's going to be very, very tough. But look, I'm a firm believer that it's better to have it that way than to go through an easy group.
Yeah, I know you'll tell me you don't look ahead though, but with the way the fixtures have worked out, Galway away, then you said Limerick away, Offaly at home and Wexford at home, that game against Wexford could be very finely poisoned. Just the way the fixtures work out is quite good in a difficult group.
Well, it just means that our last 2 games are at home, so you know, you always go to win your home games. But I suppose our goal really is to qualify for a quarter final. That's it. Whether that means winning 2 games or 3 games, if we qualify for a quarter final, we'll be playing the first week in August. And that gives us probably time just to probably fine tune things a little.
You think it'll be difficult to top the group?
Yes, absolutely. You know, you look at Galway that are going very, very well, so they gave us a trimming really in the first half in the league final. You know, so I expect them to be very top opposition. To go away to Galway next Saturday and come out with a result, I think would be a fairly good achievement.
And in terms of what happened in the league final, how much of a motivation is that in these couple of weeks now? Are girls talking about it? Is it hurting after it?
I know it's something that we haven't spoken about to date, you know, and I don't think we're going to make a big deal about it at all. Like, the way I look at these qualifiers, really, it's concentrating on performance. If we get a performance out of ourselves throughout the group stage, I still think we'll win probably 2 of the games if we can do that. So that's really the bottom line here, is just concentrating on ourselves, really.
And looking at yourselves, I mean, if you are going to refer back to that league final, you weren't happy with the performance in the first half that day, and there was improvement in the second. But how are you feeling about form since that then?
No, I think that we've gone quite well. You know, that played a challenge match over the weekend, and I'm quite happy with the way things are going. The attitude is good, desire is there. So, you know, you can't ask for any more, really. You know, it just depends on whether, you know, missing so many players, whether we can deal with that or not. And I think that's a big, big question, you know.
As All-Ireland, the title holders, the title defence, how big a factor is that, or how much has it changed things?
Look, I suppose the bottom line is that it's a case of going down fighting this year, you know, that I certainly don't want to be involved in a team that throws in the towel early. So, you know, you would hope that it would give us that bit of motivation that, you know, if we're going to be beaten, well, you know, we're going to make it difficult for the opposition.
If I was to grant you one championship wish, Paddy, now, and you're not allowed to win matches from these wishes, but what would your wish be?
Well, just to get to quarter final really is the key at this stage. That means we're playing the first Saturday in August, and it just gives us probably 2 months just to fine tune things a little. And I think if we do that, you know, we'd hopefully have Julia White back at that stage, so we'd be, you know, we'd deal with things from there on then.
Aisling Thompson, Milford, my position is midfield.
We're fully into the swing of Championship week with an open night for all the fans here. It was obviously great to see everyone supporting you.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we obviously don't see that very often, and even at games and stuff the support isn't great at times, so it was brilliant for them, the younger ones, to kind of meet us, you know, do meet and greet after, and for them to see kind of the efforts that we're putting in, but it's good for us to give back at the same time.
And is it safe to say that the real work of Championship week will get underway tomorrow?
Yeah, well, it's been going since the league final, to be honest. I mean, obviously, you know, from that performance, especially in the first half, we had a lot to do. So we've kind of tried to cram it in between then and now. Obviously, we're still not going to be where we want to be, you know, during Championship, but we've definitely taken baby steps, I suppose. But, yeah, like, this week is obviously going to be finalising, but we've been pushing hard ever since the league final, so...
And you talk about that league final, you obviously lost to Galway and you face Galway again this coming Saturday. You'd hope for a different outcome and it's going to be a much different prospect.
Yeah, and I think as well, as I said, we've been training hard, so I hope that, you know, all the training doesn't get to us, you know, but then again, I know that we're a lot better than what we were in the league final, so hopefully we can show that and give a first half performance rather than a second half, because, you know, it's key, like, to start good, because once you start good, you usually finish great, like, so, you know, hopefully we'll bring it in the first 10 minutes, like, and then, you know, I'll have high hopes in for us.
Yeah, and you're playing with Galway in the group, there's yourselves and Wexford, three of the last year semi-finalists, obviously a very tough group in comparison to, say, maybe Kilkenny's group.
Yeah, definitely, but I suppose you can't predict any team. Like, you could say they have the weaker teams, but, you know, they don't really, because, like, let's say the likes of Dublin, I mean, they would have been getting hammered last year, and this year it's totally different. Like, they're a whole new outfit altogether. Like, we only beat them by 6 or 7 points in the league, and, you know, other teams struggle to beat them, and they beat teams, and you haven't seen that before, you know. Like, Wexford have had a poor league. Obviously, you're never underestimate Wexford, no matter how bad they have it. So, like, and Limerick then as well, coming up from intermediate, we never seem to get past them too easy. Tipperary only beat them by a point in the Munster final. So basically, yeah, it is like you're obviously going to be pointing out the four, but for me, I'd point out nobody, because it's anyone's game.
And this year as well, you're going in as defending champions. Will that, do you think, bring a few different challenges?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're down 8 or 9 from last year's starting team. So, like, I mean, that's a lot of pressure in itself, you know. But then again, I don't think anyone's pressurised into thinking we're all Ireland champions, like, because it is so fresh. We've so many new faces that they don't have that pressure behind them. So it's good. But then they obviously have a new pressure because they're new onto the scene. So it's different, I suppose, but it's exciting too at the same time.
And you just mentioned that there was 9 players have retired. Obviously, the most high-profile one is Anna Geary, your captain. Has there been a massive absence, or is it just get on with it, you go again with the new faces?
Yeah, obviously, we're going to miss all those girls. Like, you know, they were, every single one of them were a leader on the field, so obviously they're going to be very missed. Like, but then again, as you said, we get on with it. It's get over it, like, because what else can you do? You can't dwell on something that's in the past. So, yeah, like, we've definitely moved on since, and, you know, that's all you can do, really.
Hi, my name is Bridget Cackery. I play my Camogie with Clitove, and I play full forward.
It's great now starting out on the Monday night, the open night for all the fans. It's good seeing all the support here for yourself.
Yeah, it's a great idea, I suppose, just for the kids to come down and meet all the girls. So it's a lovely opportunity, and I suppose it really starts off the championship mood as well. And it's a good week from the match as well, so it gives us time to settle back down for training again.
Yeah, you talk about the championship mood. With championship week now is obviously fully in swing. You play Galway on Saturday, and having lost to them in the league final, it's going to be a much different game this coming Saturday.
Yeah, we had a tough battle against them in the league final. I suppose we didn't place our potential in the first half, and we got things together a bit alright. But I suppose, you know, we just have to play to the best of our ability and see what happens on Saturday and try our best, I suppose.
Galway in the group, yourselves, and there's also Wexford as well. It's a very strong group, it's safe to say, group one.
Yeah, it's it's a very tough group, and we've Offaly as well, who are going very well. So, do you know, I suppose we just need to try and improve in every game. That's kind of our aim, you know, and see how things go. You know, I suppose it's going to be very, very difficult with 9 players after retiring from last year. So we're just going to have to see, and it's always hard to win back to back as well. So.
Yeah. And you mentioned that you're going in now this campaign with 9 players retired. Obviously, the main one that everyone will talk about is Anna Geary, your captain from last year. Is there a big difference with her absence now in the squad this year?
Yeah, sure. I suppose there is a big difference, right? But I mean, I suppose it's a, you know, the loss of Ginny, Angela, Joanne Casey, all those girls. It's a huge loss, and each one of them counts as well as much as each other. So, you know, at the start of the year when we heard who was retiring, you know, it was hard, and I suppose Anna was the final blow then. But you know, the young girls coming through are brilliant, and they're training very well, and you know, we have to move on, and I'm sure someday we'll retire as well, and someone else will take our place. So, you know.
And you talk about all the new faces coming in. Is there anything with your own experience that you're doing on the field, just trying to help them along?
I suppose you just try and encourage them as much as you can. I'd be happy out if they tell me what to do as well. I mean, I suppose you're always learning every game you play. So that's kind of the way I'd look at it. Just try and encourage them the best they could, and help them along. But I'd be hoping that they'd help me along as well.
Yeah. And just finally, you mentioned as well that going to win it for a second time in a row, it's very difficult. Will you face new challenges this year going into it?
Yeah, we've huge challenges ahead, really. As I said, 9 players down from last year. But, you know, we just need to, you know, work our system and believe in each other, and hopefully things will work okay.
So my name's Leanne O'Sullivan. I play cornerback, and I'm from the Glenovers.
So, Leanne, how do you feel about Championship week now and getting underway on Saturday?
Well, we've done a lot of preparation now, and, you know, we're trying to get everything on spot, so hopefully now everything will go well for us.
Big change since the league ended?
Yeah, you know, we didn't end the way we wanted to, but I think it was good for us because it gave us, you know, a chance to improve in all areas, so hopefully now it'll work for us now in the first game in Championship.
And I mean, when it comes to the first round of the Championship, you're coming up against the side that beat you in the league. You won't be short of motivation.
I know. I think that what drives us on more, you know, that we're meeting them first, so, you know, it'll be a good game for us. Mm.
And, like, overall, how did you feel your league campaign went? Was it a good learning curve?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, a lot of players got introduced, including myself, you know, being one of those younger players. So I thought it was a good experience for us, and, you know, it was a great experience because we got to play with all the other players, but... yeah, it worked well.
Mm. And Leanne, like you mentioned there, coming into the team, there's been a lot of changes since last year with retirements and things like that. So, you know, there must be great competition in Paddy's squad for a place on that team now.
Yeah, definitely. Since I think Paddy said there was 9 missing from last year's starting team, so Championship team. So there's definitely places up for grab, and competition is tough. Mm.
And it's an exciting time because now you're All-Ireland champions and want to, you know, defend that title.
Yeah. So that'll all be put to the test now in first round.
So my club is St. Catherine's. My name's Orda Cotter. My position is wing forward.
We're here now at the open media night for Cork Senior Camogie ahead of the Championship at the weekend. It's great to see all the faces out and all the support for yourselves.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. There's a big bus up from Carrigtwohill, and there's a lot of girls from a load of other clubs in the city, so it's great to see all the girls out supporting us.
Yeah, and I must give you great belief going forward into the Championship now this weekend that there is a good backing behind you in the county.
Yeah, no, it's always nice to see the younger girls coming up. There's a lot of them there up in Croke Park in September last year, so hopefully some of them will make our home games at least for the coming Championship.
And you face into the game against Galway now in the opener on Saturday. You have, it's safe to say, the tougher group of the two groups, with Wexford and Galway and yourselves being 3 of the 4 semi-finalists from last year.
Yeah, no, look, I think both groups, I suppose, are tough. Look, there's 10 teams contesting this year, I think. So definitely, I suppose, look, Wexford, Galway are 2 really tough teams. We've Offaly and Limerick as well, which I'm sure will be competing just as hard as the other two. So I think every game is going to be tough, so we'll be just taking it one step at a time. Galway's our first hurdle on Saturday now, so hopefully things will go well.
And the training went well tonight. You were all prepared now for this week, Championship week. It's a bit different to the league.
Yeah, we're training again tomorrow, but tonight was kind of, I suppose, just looking at tactics a bit more, so it wasn't too taxing, so it wasn't too bad.
And you face into this year's campaign without your influential captain from last year, Anna Geary. How has that affected the squad in any way going forward?
Yeah, look, I think, as Paddy was saying, we're down 9 players from last year's Championship overall, so look, there's a lot of new girls into the team, and there's a lot of I suppose experience gone, but hopefully the league will have helped the younger girls coming through and that they'll push on now for the championship.
And with the league experience that you had this year, you lost, or you beat Limerick narrowly in the semi-final, and then you lost narrowly as well to Galway in the final. Obviously the game Saturday is going to be much different to that Galway game in the final.
Yeah, well look, hopefully we'll have learnt a lot from the league final, which I suppose was what, 4 or 5 weeks ago. I think we've a lot of work done since then. We know that Galway are going to be a very tough side on Saturday. They're physical, they're fit, they know how to play, they're well able to play, so we're expecting a tough game, and look, just hopefully we can go out and perform and play to the best of our ability.
And this year you're going as defending champions, so do you think that's going to bring a whole new challenge?
Look, I don't see it like that. I think last year was brilliant, unbelievable to win, and I think you just look at this year as a whole new year. I mean, you kind of forget about last year in a way, in that this year there's new girls on the team, there's new girls on the panel, so we're looking at going forward, and our first step forward now is Galway on Saturday.
And finally, yourself, you're vastly experienced with the team. Are you helping all the young players that are coming in? You mentioned there's a lot of new faces this year. Is there anything you're personally doing?
No, I suppose, look, you're constantly encouraging them along and giving them a bit of advice maybe after games or before games, but they have a lot of experience in playing underage with Cork and with their clubs, so there's no fear of them.
My name's Caitlin Hickey, I'm for play with Blackrock, and my preferred position is wing forward.
It's great to see everyone out tonight, really good, all the people out to support you. Is it good for you? Good,
yeah,
training?
Fantastic. I didn't expect so many people out here, it's really great.
And is your first time signing autographs?
I signed a few at the Munster final, alright, but yeah, I could definitely get used to it anyway.
Yeah, and facing into the championship now next week, you're playing against Galway on Saturday. I know you lost to them in the final, but championship is a whole different kettle of fish.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely a completely different standard, and we've done a lot of work, but we're just going to take it as it comes. Everyone's fit and ready. I think we'll definitely take it.
And you're in a tough group now this year as well with Galway, Wexford, so, and yourselves. You have 3 of the 4 semi-finalists from last year's championship.
Yeah, I think it's better anyway to have the tougher group because you've more experience, you've more behind you if you do get to the later stages of the competition. So it's definitely good to have the good tired games.